be a can-be person. Well, I want to welcome each and every one of you as you step into the telecommunication sanctuary, the Master's Call. This is Monday, the 30th of December, and we welcome you to the Master's Call. I'm going to open us up in prayer so that I can pass this over to my awesome sister, Minister Tiffany, and we can get started with this day. Father God, we thank you for everything you have done for us 2013. But guess what, Father? We expect more, and our eyes are wide open, Father. We just appreciate everything that you have brought us through, knowing and unknowing, all the dangers seen and unseen, Father. We know you've had our back when we didn't even know we needed to have our back covered. Father, we appreciate every step that you have directed us into, every righteous way that you have allowed us to live, Father. And we just want to say, without any doubt, you are our Father, our Alpha, our Omega, the great I Am, Father. We want to say thank you for 2013. But, Father, we expect so much more in 2014, and we know we are not going to put any limits on you, any expectations. We are just going to take it all in, Father. We're going to breathe everything in, and we appreciate you, my Father. Father God, we just want to say thank you for the co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. These awesome women of God have opened up this vehicle so that we can get fed every morning live Monday through Friday and hear a word from you. Father God, we appreciate Artists International, a health and wellness company that has allowed us to enrich and empower so many people with the nutritional products, Father. So we thank you for that. That it's also allowed many of us to make financial changes in our life, Father, so we don't take it lightly. But as we help people, we are helping ourselves. Father God, we just want to make sure that you make it possible for those that want to make it to Houston, Texas, that they can get there, Father, so that they can also get fed even further so that they can go out and feed more. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the message and the messenger. We ask you to fill them up so they can fill us up, Father. So we just want to make sure we sit in your grace and stand on your glory. This call is not going to be hindered, interrupted, disturbed at all. Father God, thank you. Thank you for this day. Amen, amen, and amen. Minister Tiffany, it's all yours. Thank you, my sis.
God morning, God morning, God morning, Minister Bonita. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my sister.
Thank you so much for greeting us and speaking over us this morning and seeing us here on the Master's Call. To God be the glory for the great and new things that he is doing in your life. Good morning, Master Call family. This is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I am speaking to you live from Southern California. And definitely this is the day that the Lord has made, so we will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the 30th day, as Minister Bonita said, of December 2013. See, we are still in 2013, and there are things that need to get done today. Do not sit down somewhere saying, you know what, I'm going to wait to 2014 to make it happen. That is not acceptable. You need to make it happen today. Why? Because this day, God gave it to you. If he woke you up this morning, if you're on this call, you are able to dial in, you are able to stand up, you are able to get up, your mind is sound. That means that there is something great for you to do today. So we welcome you here to the Master's Call on behalf of our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. They started this call over 3 years ago, and I am still celebrating that they said yes, because if it was not for their yes, we would not have the ability to be here this morning. So I praise God for them and praise God for each of you that dial into this call every Monday through Friday. So we thank God, because here on the Master's Call, we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and we know that everything else will be added unto us. So as we go through this day, we go through this day knowing that we are great ministers in the marketplace, and we make it happen. So if you are visiting us for the first time, I invite you to go to our website, www.themastersmorningcall.com. www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. You will see all of our messages that have been archived since October the 25th to the present day on our website. So we invite you to go there. Also, you will see our prayer directives that we are standing on and believing God for. As far as the Empowerment Conference is coming up, we are 12 days away. Wow, 12 days from going to Houston, Texas to the Artist Empowerment Conference in at the Hobby Marriott Hotel in Houston, Texas. If you want additional information, then I invite you to visit www.artistempowermentconference.com. artistempowermentconference.com. We are still asking if you would like to volunteer to participate and serve in that conference on the Sunday of our worship service where Dr. Raphael Stilter will be our speaker. Please send us an email, usher, greeter, prayer, minister, whatever the Lord is purging you and pushing you to do. Maybe it's your time to do it. So please send us an email to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and let us know what you would like to volunteer or serve to do on that day. Immediately following this call every day, we head over to the morning motivation call, and that number to dial into is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598#. And every day also at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at those times, and then an hour later on Wednesdays, you could dial into the 90K in 90-day call. And that number is 712-4.
I just think we lost Tiffany. Not sure where she is. I'm sure she'll be right back on. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is Pastor Vanessa. Tiffany, I don't see her. You put yourself on hold. Not sure what happened with that. You're back on the board now. We'll just go on. And again, we're grateful and excited that each and every one of you all are with us this morning. And as she was announcing, we're excited that all roads head toward Houston, Texas, to the Hobby Airport at the Marriott for their Artist Empowerment Conference. And we are 12 days away, and we are excited. We are still in need of volunteers, anyone who would like to help out and serve. You know, we're all about being serving leaders. And so if you'd like to serve, please shoot us an email at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and myself or Dr. PK will get back in touch with you. We have the prayer directives posted on our website. We are definitely encouraging those who may not be able to come. You can always participate by helping us and hooking up with us in prayer. And the directives are on our website at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and the directives are listed there. We're asking you to bombard heaven and help us cover this conference in prayer as they celebrate a year of God's favor with this vision, and we have people literally coming in from all over the world, so we are so, so excited about that. All right, I see you're back on. Minister Tiffany, I turn it back over to you.
Oh, to God be the glory. I was still talking, but God is good, and we're going to keep moving this call forward. thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God. And as I was over here introducing you, I'll just go back and say what I said. God is doing some awesome things, and definitely she is a woman of God. She walks in excellence. She is doing great and mighty things. I thank God for her example that she shows us every single day, her example of excellence, her example of victory, her example of being saved and sanctified. She is newly engaged. She never says no. She's always there to make sure it happens, and she speaks so much life into each one of us. So on this 364th day of 2013, it is an honor, a privilege for me to bring to you none other than one of the founders of the Master's Call, the pastor of the Gathering of the Eagles Ministry, and our mother eagle here on the Master's Call, none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone. Dr. Vanessa, the floor is yours.
Well, good morning. I love that introduction. It sounds just like me on the one hand, but, you know, it's my sister on the other. I thank God this morning, Miss Tiffany, that you gave me such a gracious introduction. This is Dr. P.K. Roberts this morning, filling in for my dear sister, the Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, with all of those wonderful, wonderful attributes that you just spoke out about her. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do. For those of you, even though she was tired and everything, I have been here trying to get this board up and running. Don't understand why it's not running for me, Dr. Weatherspoon, but got carried away. You know how this computer can do, but it just not connecting for me this morning for some reason. I don't know. But you all, I want us to pray for Dr. Vanessa and her mother before I get started this morning. She's been at the hospital all night. I don't know if she told you that. I was so busy trying to get this thing up and running, I jumped on here a little late. But I want you all to know that she is a faithful soul. And we are going to go on and pray and get right into the word. God has given me a wonderful word for you for this season. And it is going to be a season of teaching. I'm going to get right into this particular study, and I'm going to rock steady with it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for your goodness, for your mercy, and your kindness. Indeed, you've been so good to us, Lord. You have brought us down to the very last Monday for the year of 2013. And we stop and say thank you for that. We thank you and we praise you for this call and for Pastor Vanessa. We thank you for her faithfulness, and we ask God that you bless her and strengthen her right now and refill her from where she has poured out. We ask that you touch Mother Joseph's body now from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, inside and out, and help her to understand, God, just how much she has poured into all of us whose lives she has touched. And this morning, as I come to speak to your people, I ask that you bless in Jesus' name, as only you can, those who hear and follow your word. This is my prayer. Amen and amen. God bless each and every one of you. I thank God for you this morning as I come to you bringing you the word of God. We are going to get right into his word this morning. We are now ending 2013. And for those of you out there under the sound of my voice, I need you to do better than I can do because I am here in a situation that I cannot shout. But if I could holler to the top of my voice, I would say, thank you, Lord. Gracias Dios for allowing me to see this time, because there are so many people who did not make it. They started out in January, but they didn't make it to this day in December 2013. We have something to shout about. Somebody ought to say amen. And as a result of that, the Lord has brought me to a place that is the beginning of another season in my life, and I thank him. And I'm going to be teaching and preaching and walking and meditating in Psalms
the 23rd Division of Psalm. And this author has just blessed me so, Reverend Dr. Larry Wayne Ellis, with helping me to understand this psalm for the modern day, for today. And so as a result of that, I'm just going to get right into it. It's a psalm that many of us learned as children growing up. It's a psalm that we repeat over and over when we don't know what else to say. We can drop to our knees and cry out, what? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I know somebody repeated that with me as I was going through. And so therefore, I'm going to go right into, I will be doing different translations of this as I'm coming to speak, wherever I'm speaking. But I'm going to rock steady right in here because this says it all for us. This is a free translation from the Masoretic text. And the Masoretic text is the text from the Hebrew tongue, from the Jewish Bible. Jehovah is the shepherd God. Whatever could I like? Whatever could I like? L-A-C-K, like. He calls me to lie. He calls me. He beckons me to lie down in lush meadows. That's just getting gooder and gooder as I'm going. He leads me, that was Mississippi dialect. He leads me beside quiet streams. He restores back to me what life has taken out of me. You all know I know all about that thing right there. This study has just made my toes tinkle. He leads me in the path that he has designed for me. He loved me so much, you all. He designed a path just for me, and he's designed one for you. He does it because his name is on me. His name is on me, even when I also myself walk through the valley of the darkest gloom, there is absolutely nothing to be afraid of because Jehovah God is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. His staff gets me back when I've gone astray in front of my worst enemies, those who really hate me. Oh, those who wish that I could that I could fall off the face of the earth. In front of my worst enemies, he prepares a table, and they are my waiters. They have to bring it and put it on the table before me. He anoints my head with oil so that the parasite, oh, y'all know I was diagnosed with this parasite. You better come on here. Oh, God, he anoints my head with oil so that the parasite cannot stay on me. They gotta die. The cup he has given me is filled to overflowing. Surely both goodness and mercy should track me down every day of my life, and I have made a commitment that I want to live in God's house forever. I made that commitment. I made that commitment back when I was 17 years old. I made that commitment, and I have not run in and out of his house. I have been in his house. I don't talk out of both sides of my mouth. God said it, and I believe it. Hallelujah. And whether I believe it or not, I am still up in his house. I just have. Oh, come on. So the very first, I'm going to talk just 4 minutes on this, and then I'm getting off. The Lord. Pastor V knows that we can take V and preach a sermon, but today I'm going to do the Lord I know we all think we know it, but I want us to really know the shepherd, just as much as we know how to repeat and say this psalm. We really want to know the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord, the Lord. Now, as a chaplain in the United States military, this was one of the most requested scriptures to be used in funerals, in weddings, in baby dedications. Folk wanted me to use the 23rd Psalm. Why? Because they knew this psalm. The 23rd Psalm has been recited at the inauguration of the presidents. This same psalm has been written and recited even at the death of presidents. This psalm has been used to launch great vessels as the Navy has gone out to meet and to face this disaster. The 23rd Psalm has been used in good times and in the worst times. It is really the favorite passage in the Bible of most people. Now, I want you to know something, that this psalm that David wrote, you all, it meets the needs of the world, and it never changed. The world has changed since little David, the shepherd boy, who was pulled off the backside of the mountain where he talked with God, and God gave him solutions to life. The world has changed. The world has changed. But the Lord God, who gave David these words those many years ago, is the same God of yesterday, today, and will be forevermore. I want to look at just, oh God, I was laying the foundation for it, you all, and I'm running out of time. But let's look at three things as we introduce this Psalms to you. First, I want to suggest that Psalms is personal. That's one reason that people love it so much. The Lord is whose shepherd? Yes, he's your shepherd, Tiffany, and he's yours, Dr. Vanessa, and he's yours, Willow, and he is yours, Bonita, and he's yours, LaShawn, and he's yours, Marie, and he's yours, Dorothy. But guess what, Gail? He is my shepherd. He is my shepherd. And secondly, that psalm is so powerful. Not only is it personal, but it's so powerful. It does for us what we need done when we need it to be done. And thirdly, this psalm is persuasive. So when we put these three P's down here for PK in Psalms, I want us to all understand that we take this psalm and make it what we need it to be. I'm watching the clock, you all. And we take it and understand that it's powerful in our tongue when we get up and we pronounce it and we talk about it. All of us, whether we truly understand it or not, have a shepherd in Jesus Christ, in God himself. We may not call that person a shepherd, but every one of us has someone who acts as a shepherd, a Lord over our lives. Sometimes it is a spouse. My husband was truly here I go talking about David Roberts, can't help it. But, you know, we are talking about the under-shepherds now. God is the main shepherd, and then we have those who come and they shepherd over our lives. They are the over-shepherd. They pray for us. Sometimes it can even be a child who is the shepherd. Sometimes our friends are our shepherds. All of us have a shepherd, and although we will claim it, we don't really claim it that way, we need to understand that we all have somebody who speak into our lives, who give us some kind of leadership and help us to understand. Now, what does this root really truly mean? We're going to talk about that later on. When we said the Lord is my shepherd, what does it really mean? It means that he is our consultant. He is our signal caller. He is the one who gives us direction, and he's the one who guides our lives. Now I have to go to God for real and lay on my face before him and talk to him. He called me out from among folk so that I could really hear his voice for who he really is. I'm loving up on him right now. Who is he really? Our Lord? Is he really your Lord? When I say our Lord, I'm asking you, Tiffany, is he really your Lord? Is he really your consultant? Is he really, truly the one who's calling you in the morning and shaking you? My sister said, does Tiffany get up every single morning, Monday through Friday, and get on this call out here in this California town? And she must be in her 50s or 60s. I said, no, she's a young woman. She gets up, and she does. You know, young people are lazy. They don't get up. Okay, I'm going to have to call this call to a halt because I got to jump on the other call. But you all. The Lord is our shepherd. I'm going to be working on this, okay? I want you to really start studying this. Psalms 23 for today. It is a relevant, resourceful, refreshing Psalms, and it's a book that you can really sink your teeth into. It is a book that is going to lead us through 2014 without fail. Tiffany, close it out for us, please.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Dr. PK, for Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. And let us go to God in prayer. Father God, we just bless and praise your holy name. We thank you because you are glorious. We thank you for your majesty. And, oh, God, we honor you on this 30th day of December 2013, day 364, Father. And we thank you that you have kept us all, God, and that you have brought us through many trials, many storms, many tribulations, and many pains. But, God, we could praise you today and say we thank you that we made it today. We thank you that there's a purpose for us today. We thank you that there's a plan for us today. We thank you that today it is not over, Father, for it's just beginning because this is a new day that you have made. And I thank you for Dr. PK, and I thank you that she reminded us of who you are in Psalms 23, that you are our shepherd, and that everything that we want, you have supplied it according to your needs and your glory, our needs and your glory, Father. We thank you because you know the desires of our heart. We thank you because we are the apple of your eye, Father, and I see great and new things right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We will not wait for 2014, but we will praise you and celebrate you today because this day that you have made means that there's something that we must do today. We will not wait and sit down, Father, to wait to hear what you say do in 2014, but God, we will start doing it today, Father, and I thank you right now for everything that you have given us. I thank you that you sustain us. I thank you that you keep us. I thank you that you continue to bless us, oh God. I lift up right now Mother Josie to you, and I pray, Father God, that you would just touch her mind, her body, her spirit, and her soul right now in the name of Jesus. I speak total and complete healing for her right now, total and complete healing for Mother Ina right now, for Jaden, for Minister Robin, for Jesse. Father God, I speak peace in Angela's home right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I decree and declare that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper because you said in your word that we already have the victory and that we are more than conquerors. Right now, I speak that the Artist Empowerment Conference will go forth free, clear, and unhindered, uncontaminated in the name of Jesus. And I pray that those who have a desire to be there, they will be there in your name, oh God. Continue to direct our steps. Continue to order us, our lives, oh God. And we can seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness. And we know that everything else will be added unto us. So, Father God, as we go out today, let us go out and be those great ministers in the marketplace that you have already predestined us to be. And for each and every person under the sound of my voice, I speak the exceeding and abundant blessing in their lives right now. In your name, I decree and declare these things to be so, and they are done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. So, Master's Call family, we thank you for joining us once again on the Master's Call. The replay number for this call is 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677-pound. Remember, we will be heading over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530 888-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598. Pound. Remember, we are still asking if you would like to serve or volunteer during the Empowerment Conference to send us a Gmail to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com, the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. We are 12 days away from the Artist Empowerment Conference, and we will love to see each and every single one of you there. The 90K and 90-day call tonight at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 712-432-0075, and the PIN code 926-358 pound. At this time, I would love for our mighty ambassador to come back to the line. Dr. PK, can you give us our benediction for the day? Okay, then I'll go ahead and give us our benediction, and then we'll be on our way. Oh, God, we just thank you for your presence here. Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. You got started. I see she's there. This is Pastor Vanessa. I just want everybody to know not to worry. My mother is fine. She just wanted to go in. She has been determined to let them check her out. And so I just had to, unfortunately, sit in the emergency room all night till they got her a room. But she is fine, and I'm going to get some rest and go back over there. So keep her in your prayers. That they are just checking out everything. We did this about 3 weeks ago, and they didn't find anything, so she just wanted to do it again. So I don't want anybody worrying, but do keep us in prayer. Keep me in utmost prayer. Father God, I just thank you for this call. I thank you so much for Ambassador stepping in to give us a word and to remind us about our Jehovah Rohi Shepherd. We love you, Lord, as you guide us, even through these last days of this great 2013. And we thank you, Father, that we seal this words of encouragement, of enlightenment, and just knowing that you got it and you got us. And we're excited, Father God, as you'll continue to use us for your glory and for our good. Now we seal this call in Jesus' name. Amen, amen and amen. And we'll see you on the MMC. Have an awesome day. Bye-bye.